This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Monday, July 1st. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. A video ad from Toys R Us has sparked debate about the future of marketing. We'll tell you about the challenges of creating this artificial intelligence-generated ad and why there could be more AI-created ads to come. And then, Amazon is shifting its focus from e-commerce warehouses to data centers as the AI race heats up. Our reporter Sebastian Herrera will join us to explain how the company plans to spend billions of dollars and what that could mean for its place in the AI boom. But first, Toys R Us released one of the first video ads from a major brand created almost entirely by generative AI. The video depicts Toys R Us's late founder Charles Lazarus and includes a version of the toy store's jingle.
Did you ever wonder how Toys R Us and Jeffrey the Giraffe came to be? The son of a bike shop owner, Charles Lazarus, had a vision.
The video has generated a range of responses on social media, from brilliant and exciting to an abysmal insult that should terrify you. Here to tell us more is our reporter, Patrick Coffey. Patrick, briefly describe the ad for us.
So it's just over a minute long. It depicts a early 20th century scenario where we have a young child who is the founder of Toys R Us, who appears to be having a dream in which he imagines a sort of magical toy store where he can pick any toy that he wants. And one of them happens to be Jeffrey the Giraffe, who is the brand mascot of Toys R Us. And he drifts through this store looking at all the amazing toys at his fingertips.
This ad was created almost entirely by generative AI. Tell us what went into the making of it and what tools were used.
Yes, it was created with Sora, which is a text-to-video tool from OpenAI that has not yet been released to the public. The agency that worked on this campaign with Toys R Us had early access to Sora. And it's essentially, as they explained it to me, every single frame of the video required multiple paragraphs to be inserted into Sora to explain exactly what was happening in great detail. And that took a good bit of manpower and time. There were about 20 people who worked on it, and they said that every paragraph required sometimes hundreds of revisions because the AI would misinterpret what they were saying and misinterpret the nuances. One example they gave was that they had to explain the motivations of the characters in the video because otherwise the AI would not really be able to understand what motions and facial expressions would be appropriate.
And a quick note that News Corp, owner of the Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. So, Patrick, how did the costs of making an AI-generated ad compare to the costs of making a traditional ad?
The chief marketing officer of Toys R Us told me that the budget was lower for this ad than it would have been if they had shot it with real people. And doing things for less is one of the key selling points of AI tools in this context.
We mentioned that there have been these mixed reactions to the video, but what have advertising and marketing experts that you've spoken to said about it?
One executive described it to me as breathtakingly mediocre. And he said that the use of the technology itself was breathtaking. No one is really saying that the ad is amazing. It's more about the implications as to what could be done with this technology. He said, for example, very soon we might be able to have variations on this ad where the child star is the viewer and the toys are childhood toys of whichever person happens to be watching the ad at the time. And then there are the potential applications. He said, what you should really think about is not what big brands can do with this technology, but the fact that your sort of mom and pop corner bookstore could very soon produce an ad of similar quality.
That was our reporter, Patrick Coffey. Coming up, e-commerce warehouses defined Amazon. Now the AI boom is leading it to target spending in another area. That story after the break. Amazon is known for e-commerce. Last week, Amazon became the fifth ever U.S. company to reach the $2 trillion market milestone, a feat built through years of aggressive spending on its retail and logistics businesses. Its future gains, though, will likely be determined by the billions designated to fund its artificial intelligence push. Here to tell us more about that is our Amazon reporter, Sebastian Herrera. So Amazon plans to spend $100 billion on data centers over the next decade. Why so much?
Well, Amazon is in a position right now where it needs to think about where its future growth is going to be. And a lot of Amazon's history has been built off its retail warehouses. It's obviously known as a retail company, but its future growth is really determined by where it's going to make its mark with not only cloud computing, which it's a market leader in, but more specifically AI. And in order to reach its AI goals, it needs to build a bunch of data centers because that's what really powers its AI infrastructure and its cloud business.
What's included in all of that spending? Break that down for us a little bit.
Infrastructure means basically like physical assets. So that's not only the buildings, the actual data center buildings that it needs, but it's also like the supercomputers that go in those data centers that obviously not only run its cloud business, but everything that it needs to do with AI. And it's also maintaining those data centers, which is also expensive.
What have executives said about why they're making such a big push in AI?
Well, Amazon knows that AI is the hot thing right now. And Amazon, even though it's traditionally been a retail company, it is the biggest cloud computing business in the world. And it says it knows that a lot of the computing power needed for artificial intelligence is going to be reliant on cloud computing. So it needs it not only for its clients that are going to use the cloud for artificial intelligence, but also for Amazon's own artificial intelligence models. It needs all this not only for its customers, but also for itself.
What are some of the challenges to building out these data centers?
In order to run these AI models, you need a lot of power. And a lot of companies, Amazon included, are having trouble securing the power needed. For example, Amazon and others have turned to nuclear power to power these supercomputers and these AI models. So they're using non-traditional methods to try to power AI. So there's a big race for energy right now, and there's not enough of it as we speak.
How does this big spending push compare to Amazon's past investments, particularly its e-commerce business?
One Amazon executive that I spoke to, his name is John Felton. He spent most of his career building out Amazon's retail warehouse infrastructure. And this year, he was named as AWS's chief financial officer. And that move was really significant because it showed where Amazon is putting its talent towards its AI build out. And this executive at Amazon told me, you know, I spent a lot of years building out Amazon's warehouse retail infrastructure. And what we're doing right now with data centers and with AI build out really reminds me of all these years that we spent building out warehouses and becoming the Amazon.com that we all know.
Amazon got a new CEO in 2021, Andy Jassy. What does this push tell us about his leadership style?
Andy Jassy, he spent more than two decades building Amazon's cloud business. So he is extremely invested in AWS and AWS's growth. And most of that growth is going to happen in artificial intelligence. What's interesting about this build-out is that the people that are a part of this build-out and leading this build-out are mostly people that come from Amazon's cloud computing business, Andy Jassy being the most prominent name. The people that built Amazon.com really built mostly a retail company, right? But Andy Jassy, since he took over as CEO in 2021, he has that tech and cloud computing background, and that's really where his focus has gone. And so him and the people that he surrounded himself with are really devoted to making sure that Amazon stays as the cloud computing leader. And as part of that, that it has a firm grasp on the artificial intelligence market that exists in cloud computing.
That was our reporter, Sebastian Herrera. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.